Hello, Stokey family and friends. Thank you for joining me for this week's devotional. I'll spend a few minutes on the subject of God's Word. Please bow your heads with me. Dear Lord, thank you for this wonderful opportunity to share just a few minutes with your people, just exploring your holy words. I pray that you will bless me. And I pray, dear Father, that the words that I shall speak will come directly from you, and that everyone who hears it will be blessed. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please turn your Bibles with me to Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5. And it reads, "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him." And I'll read that again. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. Exploring God's words sometimes can seem daunting. Sometimes you don't know where to turn to read in the Bible. So I picked up a book published by Review and Herald, and it's called Getting Ready to Meet Jesus. The study of God's Word should always begin with prayer. We may invite the same Holy Spirit who inspired the Bible writers to fill our minds with his presence and open our understanding to what we are about to read. Always we must ask him to give us the attitude of a learner, the humility of one willing to be taught. As we study, it is beneficial to pause often and talk to God about what we have just read. If it is a promise, we may personalize the promise by thanking him for it. Or, if it is instruction, we may ask him to apply it to our lives. And if it is a warning, let us request strength to profit from the admonition. Our reading and study should take the form of a two-way conversation. For beginners studying the Bible, and even if you've been reading it for many years, the easiest place to start reading the Bible is with the life of Jesus, especially as presented in the Gospel of John. Then branch out into the other Gospels to obtain a fuller picture of his life and ministry. Eventually, we will feel comfortable no matter where we read. History buffs will enjoy the five books written by Moses, the history of Israel and the lives of its kings. And in the New Testament, the lives and deeds of the apostles. If you're a lover of poetry, Psalms and the book of Job will thrill you. Those with a philosophical mind will gladly immerse themselves in Proverbs and Ecclesiastics. Romantics will turn to the Song of Solomon. Those interested in prophecy will find that Daniel, Revelation, and the classical prophets of the Old Testament speak equally to them. The New Testament epistles have much to say about the practical matters of life. From wherever we begin, we must next branch out into the other books of the Bible. We may be pleasantly surprised to find that we are less uncomfortable delving into Scripture than we first expected. I pray that these few words will encourage you to read God's Word, especially as we have time. Lots of us have more time than ever before to pause and to study God's word. Remember the tips. Pray before you start and pause along the way and talk to God. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to understand and ask for a blessing as you're reading. And I believe that this will become common nature with you and that you will enjoy even more the study of God's word. Please bow your heads as I close in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for the opportunity to share these words. Thank you for the authors that you spoke through to remind us just how precious your words are, and if we study them, how knowledgeable we can become, and we will draw closer to you, so that when you burst through the clouds of heaven, dear Lord, we will be ready to meet you. Thank you for the opportunity of prayer. Thank you for being a good God. You could have chosen to be any kind of God, but you chose to be a God of love, and we thank you for this. Bless everyone who is listening, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.